like you who see no limits, only possibilities. That... The truth is, our space program doesn't invest in machines. It invests in people. And you don't only launch rockets, you launch dreams. This is the age of technology, but technology is only a tool. Ladies and gentlemen, you are the space program, and America is proud of you. And soon the world will be watching as five brave Americans lift off from Earth on the space shuttle Discovery. America is going to space again, and we're going there to stay. Commander Rick Hawk, pilot Dick Covey, and mission specialist Pinky Nelson, Mike Lounge, and Dave Hilmers are space age pioneers, but their spirit is rooted deep in our heritage. We're a nation born of pioneers, and we'll always create our future on the frontier. Americans can live no other way. Our early settlers knew great risks and made great sacrifices, but with their sacrifice, they moved the frontier forward and built a great nation. Neither can we stand still, nor be content, and we're not afraid. Ill fortune can slow us down, but it can't stop us. You can delay our long trek to greatness, but you cannot halt it. How better can we pay tribute to those who came before us than by continuing their quest for knowledge, their struggle against limits, by continuing to push toward the far frontier? And when we launch the space shuttle Discovery, even more than the thrust of Discovery's great engines, it will be the inspiring courage of our heroes and the hopes and dreams of every American that will lift the shuttle into the heavens. And may the hand of God bring it safely back to Earth. And when the Discovery takes off, seven precious souls will soar beside it, the seven heroes of the Challenger. With their lives, they moved a nation. They summoned America to reach higher still as they wrote man's destiny into the stars. We pledge ourselves to pursue their vision of mankind's infinite, limitless destiny. And there's a place for everyone in this future. Technology does not leave people behind, it carries everyone along. I've seen throughout my life that as the technology advances, it becomes easier to use, not harder, and the benefits become more universal. Today, our satellites make it possible to watch the Olympic Games live from Seoul, Korea, to rescue downed flyers and shipwrecked sailors, to predict the path of Hurricane Gilbert, and to monitor arms control agreements between the superpowers. And these are just the first moments of a great new era that we're entering. I believe the American people today are casting their eyes toward space with greater eagerness and anticipation than ever before. An entire generation is rediscovering their interest in space, the interest they had as children when in 1960s in grade schools throughout our country, they watched on television together the liftoffs of Glenn and Shepard. And as for our young children, the children of the 1980s, well, I can tell from the letters they send me that they're ready to go and that the sky is not the limit. A young author in Poland has written a book of fables in which he describes countries in terms of color. The United States, he says, is blue like infinity. The possibilities are endless. Well, I would agree that for, and I would record the deepest blue infinity of the ends found, endless popular possibilities of space. The commercial development of unleashed space, a new age of entrepreneurship, and he's large for company and small. There will be new medicines, new materials, new products, and a communications revolution. The vibrance and creativity of the free market will plumb the full range of possibilities that lie ahead. The dramatic advances in technology mean that what today we can only dream of will be, by tomorrow, not only feasible, but inevitable. You know, back in Washington in the Oval Office, a simple sign with I have a four-word message that I keep on my desk, and all of you embody that message. Those simple words, four words, it can be done.